Wind this puppy up. 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's episode 299, and we've got plugins for free shipping, threshold notifications, timestamps, one-to-one communication within WooCommerce, plugin notes, social sharing, and integrating Postmates into WooCommerce. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from beautiful British Columbia, preparing to turn a new page in my life as we approach episode 300. I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And of course, we have the usual great show for you all here today with the usual plugins, a little mix of this and that. But right off the top, let's start out by reminding everyone that you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner, or on the iTunes Store, leaving us a review.
Yes, we do appreciate your positive reviews on iTunes. So if you have a review, please let us know. We will read it on the show. And if you have any particular link or maybe a client link or a link to your services, make sure you leave that in the iTunes review and we will read it on the show and put it in the show notes. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, right here is where we usually have a bit of self-promotion. These days, I'm just talking about the WP Plugins A to Z job board. So if you're looking for jobs or you've got jobs to post, this is a great place to go check it out. And could be quite helpful for you. So go check out the job board at WPPluginsAtoZ.com/jobs.
Nice. I think I'm actually going to publish two jobs that I'm going to have this week. So I'm going to do that. My company, X Squared Marketing or X2 Marketing, whichever way you want to call it, we're looking for some new people, some marketing people, sales people, that kind of thing, development end. So I will definitely do that. And by next week, I should have all the forms on my X Squared Marketing ready to go. So that's my plug right there. Excellent. And kind of merges in with yours.
And of course, this is a part here where we like to thank the donors to our show, everyone who shows support. If $50 or more gets you a readout of your note and links back, anything under that, well, thank you very much. This week here, we've got $50 donated by Jez at JezWeb Pty Limited. And here's what he had to say. I've been testing out some sales reports for plugins for WooCommerce this week, and a couple of the suitable I'm trailing for a trialing for a client are NI WooCommerce Sales Report, which has a neat printable data tables in the WordPress dashboard, and WooCommerce Simply Order Export, which you can use to set up automatic sales report summary emails. And this donation is on behalf of Earth Anchor Systems, a JezWeb client that has created an innovative way to build garden retaining walls quickly and cheaply. Check them out at earthanchorsystems.com.au.
Very nice. Thank you very much for all of your support. We do appreciate it. Thanks to everybody who came in under the $50 threshold. You know who you are. And remember that you can donate through our Patreon account at patreon.com/WPPluginsAtoZ, where you can donate on a monthly basis. And as an incentive, if you donate over $40, you'll gain access to the exclusive plugin tutorial videos on how to set up and use the plugins that we review and use. So thank you very much to everybody out there who participates in our Patreon.
Yes, and hopefully we'll see more and more of it, because if you go back a few episodes, you'll hear the plans for this show and what's going to be changing. So we look forward to more and more support from everyone.
Absolutely.
And of course, what else we got here? We've got we've already talked about the the store. And all right, there is a couple of pieces of news I've got this week, a couple of really interesting articles. One of them is a Google gets more WordPress.com takedown requests than WordPress.com itself gets. It's a really interesting article about how Google processes more DCMA takedown notices than WordPress.com actually processes about WordPress.com, which is kind of ironic, I think. Why would they go to Google to get it taken down from WordPress? But at any rate, it's a really interesting article. Plus, it's got a lot of eye-opening information about the DCMA, the transparency reports that Automattic puts out and that Google puts out about who and why things people try to take stuff down off the web. It's always good to know that kind of information.
Yeah, every single day I see a domain that has WordPress in the domain, and it's just a head smack. It's like, why? Why are you people doing that? And they'll be creating news sites and things like that. And it's like, you're just a flash in the pan. If you don't know that about the community, that you're not supposed to use WordPress in the domain, then you know, you're not really somebody I'd look forward to seeing in the community. Absolutely. So don't do that if that's your intention. And if you had a domain that has WordPress in it, delete it. It's not good.
And another article here, this one here is a security tip and article. It's about the WordPress REST API bug that was recently patched, but they're still, well, they recently patched it again in 7.3, but if you haven't got to 7.3, there's a bug there that could cause a stored cross-scripting attack. And a little bit from the article here is that the recently patched WordPress REST API endpoint vulnerability is the gift that keeps on giving. Already responsible for more than 1 million website defacements and attempts to monetize some of those attacks, the flaw also opens up a door to a separate attack. Researchers at Securi found the original bug Monday this week, disclosed details on how it could be leveraged to pull off a stored cross-site scripting attack. So go read this article. The link is in the show notes. It describes quite a bit about it, but just make sure you're completely up to date with your latest WordPress.
Yes, and for those of you who may have heard the other show that I'm on, WordPress Weekly with Jeff Chandler, last week we interviewed Aaron Campbell, who's the head of WordPress security. He's the so-called czar, I guess you could say, of WordPress security. So that's an interesting issue and episode, because we really dove into some of the security issues, what you could do, what the most common mistakes are, what happens during the security process and the update process, disclosures, all those kinds of things. So check that out. WordPress Weekly, episode 267.
And this is the part where we usually have some listener feedback. This week, kind of a bit on the quiet side. But if you would like to be featured here, hey, drop into the website, leave us a speak pipe. We'll play it out here. If you got questions, we'll do our best to answer them for you. Hey, you can get some free advice from a couple of experts in the WordPress community. All kinds of things. We take pretty much all comers here with no problem whatsoever. So, hey, drop us a line, drop us a note, send us an email. We look forward to it all.
Absolutely.
All right, so I guess it's time to jump into the meat and potatoes of the show then, eh?
All right, let's roll.
Off we go. All right, this week here, the first plugin I've got is called Last Modified Timestamp. It's a simple plugin, and what it does for you is it adds a new column in your post or page list menu so that you can sort your posts or pages by when it was last modified. The advantage to this is you always have the column there that's default that allows you to see it by post date, but sometimes older posts will be modified and you'll need to find them quicker, or you might have more than one person working on posts at the same time, so you'll want to know when it was most recently modified. So this is a column that allows you to just, with a click, reorder everything by when the post was last modified. Pretty decent plugin, works quite well. Check it out, Last Modified Timestamp, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. I like that. I like that a lot. All right, so interesting plugin that I discovered here. It is called Client Admin Message After Purchase for WooCommerce. Oh, what a mouthful. But what it does is it allows the admin and client to communicate whenever a WooCommerce order is completed. So let's just say, John, you created a logo for me, And I went and you said, hey, it's ready, pay half down or whatever through my WooCommerce store. So I pay half down, and the instant I paid half down with that custom link, it then opens up, not only it gives me the logo, but then it opens up a direct communication channel between you and I.
Nice.
And we can talk back and forth about revisions. We can talk about anything that needs to get done. And then when you're ready to give me the final version, you can send me the last half of the invoice. I can pay that off, and then it gets delivered digitally. That all sounds awesome. This one doesn't do it too well. In fact, I think the idea was great, but the execution needs some help. And it needs some help because not every time is somebody going to log back in just to check that little piece of communication. I didn't see a lot when it came to actual email communication back and forth, maybe just something I could respond to via email that would go back into WooCommerce. So it's a great idea, needs a little work when it comes to the execution point of it. So I rated it a 3 out of 5.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, maybe they'll improve it as time goes on.
I think they will, and somebody's going to perfect this process, and I'll keep my eyes on it and report back whenever I find a better solution for this.
It does only have 10 active installs currently, so that's all right. Look forward to that one coming along. The next plugin I've got here is called Plugin Notes, and I may have reviewed something like this many moons back, somewhere back in the hundreds episodes, but this is another one. And what it is, it's a simple plugin that allows you the ability to add notes to each of your plugins. You install it, activate it, and now you have a note area underneath each plugin where you can go in and make notes about what that plugin is being used for, why it's there, notes for if you've got more than one administrator in the site so that each administrator knows why the plugin is being used. It's very useful. I recently pulled it together for a client of mine because they had a lot of plugins that they sort of knew what they were there, and we needed to clarify what each plugin was for and whether we needed to keep it. And this is also a good way to say, hey, maybe we need to look at replacing this plugin, things of that nature. Great plugin, works very well. It's called Plugin Notes, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very good. Okay, another WooCommerce plugin. For those of you, I'm not sure if this is a worldwide phenomenon, but I know it definitely in the States and certainly in my area, people use this thing called Postmates, which Postmates is a delivery service that does kind of on-demand deliveries of different things. I've not had the advantage of using this myself. I was going to, but just didn't use the credit that they offered me. But what it is it's basically you sell something and somebody from Postmates will come and pick it up and deliver it to whomever hired them to do it. So with that being said, now we have a plugin called WooCommerce Postmates Integration. And what it does is it allows you to use Postmates as the delivery service to locally deliver whatever the WooCommerce item happens to be. So this integrates right into Postmates through WooCommerce. You can do custom shipping, custom pickup notes for the courier, handle all the back-end delivery status stuff on the order page, and you can actually also email the administrator in case there are issues with the delivery submission. So that's really awesome. It's meant to handle kind of the infrastructure of Postmates within the WooCommerce environment. Pretty awesome. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's a cool service. I didn't even know that kind of service existed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Must be in the States only, though.
Yeah, for now. You'll get it eventually.
Yeah, well, Canada always gets everything eventually. Depends on whether they find it valuable enough for the only 30 million people that live in this second largest country. And actually, I think we're second largest country in the world.
In the world?
Second largest country in the world, behind Russia.
And what about China?
Yeah, our entire...
Are you talking population?
No, or no, we're area? talking area. Talking area.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Talking area. No, no.
Got it.
No, population, we're way down the list. 30 million people in the entire country.
Beers consumed, number one, all no, the way.
Absolutely. All right, so the final plugin I've got here today is called WP Social Ninja. And initially, this one here was sent in to us by Arov Babak. Hopefully I got that name right. That's kind of a tough one. And So it was sent in by one of our listeners out there, which we greatly appreciate. All the plugins that have been submitted to us are in a list to be reviewed. Now, WP Social Ninja, I thought it was something different when I first read it. I thought it was a plugin that would allow you, when you created a post, to automatically submit until I got it up and running. What it does is it's just another plugin that adds social media icons to your site. Now, this one here, it's just one of those basic plugins, but it did have a couple of issues when I started to set it up. I put it up on one of my test sites, and it sent out the header errors issue, breaking everything, so it wouldn't work there. So something was incompatible in that test site. So I thought, well, let me make sure it's not just this configuration. So I put it into another test site, and it worked fine. So it was just my configuration. So it's a pretty decent plugin. It allows you to choose the standard social media outlets. They've got a few different formats of the icons, and the plugin is still in massive development, it seems. There are several things that when I went to click on it, they said, oh, we're still working on this. You know, so there was way too much. Over like 30% of the plugin wasn't completed from what I saw. Other than that, it looked like it's going to be a really great plugin once it's fully completed. So check it out. WP Social Ninja, and I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
Good. All right. Finally, I want to bring to the attention a great new plugin. It's called Woo Free Shipping Bar. And what it does is it's a bar on the top or bottom of the page, and it can be done either in desktop or mobile. You can select which one you'd like, or both, or none, or any of that. And what it does is it gives you a threshold. Say it's $50, and you get free shipping after ordering $50 worth of merchandise or goods or whatever it happens to be. If I put $38 in, it says to me, hey, add another $12 into your cart and you'll get free shipping. And that's exactly what this does, is it just basically tells you how much more you need to add into the cart to get free shipping, or let you know that you qualify for free shipping. Very simple plugin, very good execution on it. I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That's very cool. That's a great way to help encourage more sales, especially if it's a visual thing,
right
at the top of the page. It sticks at the top of the page, I assume, right?
Yes, it does.
Well, that's a very nice thing to have on your e-commerce store.
Yeah, and make sure that you kind of do that single bill theory, right? So you want to make it so that you know, some of your items maybe are $20 a piece, but you get free shipping at $50. Yep. Well, that means they're going to order 3 items.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay, well, that covers up the plugins. This week here, I covered up Last Modified Timestamp, which I gave a 4 to, Plugin Notes, which I gave a 4 to, and WP Social Ninja, which I gave a 3 to.
And I reviewed Client Admin Message After Purchase for WooCommerce. Long name, short score, gets a 3. WooCommerce Postmates Integration gets a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about Woo Free Shipping Bar, which I gave a 5 out of 5.
Very nice roundup. Yeah, don't try to say that first one ten times mm-hmm. real fast. All right, so this week here, a little bit of promotions. We're still sharing this space with CodeNWP, a really great site that has a lot of tips and information about WordPress. We'll be bringing forward another one here probably for the next episode. And don't forget, folks, that we're coming up on episode 300 next week. That's a major milestone for any podcaster, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That means the show has been on the air for, 6 years? Wow.
At least.
Yep. Weekly shows.
Yeah. So, a lot of big things happening for episode 300. We're going to do kind of a regular show, and then we'll just maybe John and I will reflect a little bit as far as what happens then. I remember show 100. I remember show 200. Here we go with 300, and I'm sure there's going to be a 400 also. So
we'll go back into the early episodes, and I'll pull a snippet from one of my great rants.
Oh, boy. Okay. Help us out. Reward us for getting to show 300. That's a very big endeavor, so we do appreciate your donations and submissions to the show, so please help us out if you can. Real promotions from me this week. I do have some news that I'm going to be sharing probably by next week, maybe the week after. But I've I've kind of set my goal on something for the last 2 years when it comes to WordPress and a particular outlet, and that has finally come to fruition. So I'll be announcing that one in a matter of weeks. So I'm sure everyone's gonna like it once I announce it.
Look forward to it. All right. And the usual reminders, don't forget, you can find us in the iTunes store, and we greatly appreciate you leaving us a review there. Or if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or take a couple of moments and leave us a review on the Stitcher website.
Yeah, absolutely. That works too. We do see it. I do look at all the Stitcher notes. So if you do leave us something there, we would be pleased to read it on the show as well. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can drop me a line direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, also on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember, you can follow this show on Twitter at wppluginsA to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.